Well, John, it's been a tough few days down here for your team, battered and bruised, but you've got to pick yourselves up quickly and try and brush yourselves off because you can't really dwell on this, can you?
I can't dwell on it, but we've got to give it a little bit of thought and certainly try to take something out of it, even if it's just lessons, even if they're harsh lessons.
Yeah. And the margin of victory for Sussex in the end is a big one. It's, I think, your sixth heaviest defeat in the county championship.
It is a big defeat. Sometimes the statistics don't reflect the actual difference in the size. I think Luke Wells' innings is obviously a significant part of the reason that we've lost, and significant reason why the level of defeat as well.
But taking that aside, I mean, your top order in both games struggled to really get you going, didn't it? It was the sort of middle order who were trying to grind out runs for you, and whereas they had two big centurions in this game, you didn't have any.
Safe to say that it was a new ball pitch. It was an important surface to bowl well with a new ball, and they did every time, I think. So they made full use of it. It was tough work for us. And their top order managed to get through a little bit better than ours did.
Talking to Paul Collingwood last night, he said he couldn't fault the players for effort and endeavour, but from a bowling point of view this season from Durham, particularly in the county championship, it doesn't look as if they're bowling with the ferocity and the menace that they normally do.
I think it's not so much the ferocity of the men, it's probably not creating enough pressure. I think that's what we probably do when we're at our best, is that when you're not actually taking wickets, you need to make sure the opposition aren't hurting you. And at the moment, I don't think we're creating quite enough pressure through some sort of some old school values, really, of hitting the right areas often enough and making sure that if the ball does something, that we've got it in the right area to take the wickets. And if it doesn't, well, we're still making sure that the batsmen are under pressure.
It was always going to be a big task to try and bat out today. To lose Paul Collingwood just two overs in and a quick flurry of wickets really didn't help. But a stoic effort from Ryan Pringle. I think he faced about 200 balls for 30 runs, and a great knock from James Wheel on one foot as well after he got hit on the toes.
Yeah, Ryan deserves a lot of credit from this game. I think with bat and ball, he's done some sterling work. He's faced probably well over 300 balls in the game, which is effectively a day's play. So. He's done some great stuff, and he bowled a lot of overs, and I think his figures probably got upset by one over from Luke Wells where he took him out of the park. But apart from that, his figures stood up pretty well too. So big week for him. He is a positive in a week without too many positives. It's nice that we can talk about Ryan.
And James Wheel came in and played some nice attacking shots to get to his first half century.
Yeah, he played some good shots. It was attacking fields and maybe not quite as much pressure as there was on him as there was on Ryan. But he did well. He did well. Struck them all nicely.
Now, Graham Onions could only bowl 10 overs in this match because of a back issue. Is he going to now head back to the North East because you've got to go to Swansea tomorrow?
Yeah, Graham needs a bit more assessment. I think he's probably going to have a picture taken of his back, and we'll know a bit more after that.
James Wheel got a heavy blow on his toe. Is he going to be okay, do you think? Packed in ice for a few days?
It's in ice, but it's probably too early to say. I mean, I couldn't tell you exactly how he's going to pull up tomorrow.
And Michael Richardson didn't make this trip. Is there a chance that he will make the trip down to Swansea?
No, he won't be coming to Swansea. We're hopeful for Northants at home. I think it's Northants at home the week after, so we're hopeful for that one. But we're not taking him to Swansea.
Now, it's a small squad this year, obviously. Who have you got to call upon? Is anybody else going to be joining you in Wales?
Yeah, fortunately, Barry McCarthy's finished with Ireland, so he'll be coming down to Swansea. Well, he'll be meeting us halfway between here and Swansea tomorrow afternoon.